Track 21.
The Kite That Went to the Moon by Evelyn Sharp, Part 4. It was Jerry's kite. "Why don't you look where you are going?" asked the kite. Jerry didn't know what to say. The comet got angry and wanted to fight with Jerry's kite. Suddenly, a strange voice said, "You can't do it in my country." "Hello," said the wymp. "I didn't think to see that. Goodbye, children. I'm leaving you." And the wymp disappeared. At the same time, a tall, white, and beautiful thing came out of the moon. It was all in light. It was a white witch woman. "I'm the lady of the moon," she said. "I don't speak much, but I smile a lot. With my smile, the world becomes beautiful. But my smile takes the color away from the flowers and heat from the sunshine." She looked around and saw Jerry's kite. "What is it doing in my country?" she asked. The biggest kite in the village was frightened and didn't know what to say. "It's my kite. I made it and it took 6 half holidays. Chubby painted the moon and the stars on it. I'm afraid the moon is not like the moon. But it was the best I could do with 3 paints and an old brush. The stars are right." The lady of the moon smiled. "Stars are not important. The moon is more important. And who helped you come into my country?" "The wymp helped us. She was here a minute ago. Wymps know much about me. I can freeze their smile, and they don't like that. I can freeze you too. Now be quick and go back home. Can I take my kite back with me, please?" "But I don't want to go back. Girls and boys laughed at me. I want to stay in the sky and be a comet." "Oh well, solve your problem and get out of my country." Jerry suddenly jumped on the kite and shouted, "Jump, Chubby, jump!" "Now," said Jerry to his kite, "take us home, please. You can come back and be a comet in the sky, but show the village how you can fly." They reached home on the biggest kite in the village. The girls and the boys were there. Oh, shouted all the boys and girls. "Here is Jerry and Chubby on the biggest kite in the village. Where were you, Jerry?" Jerry smiled and waved them all back with his hand and said, "Didn't I tell you my kite could fly to the moon?" Then Jerry went home, but his kite flew back and turned into a big comet.